On the March 15th edition of WINA's Best Seat in the House, Jed got ready for the NCAA tournament by interviewing Will Brown, head coach of the Albany Great Danes. Brown's Albany team takes on Virginia in a first-round matchup Friday afternoon. Brown talked about the process of building Albany's program, his own star guard, Jamar Wilson, and how he has prepared his team to play against Virginia.
Two NCAA bids in 2 years. It sounds like Albany's beginning to build a name for itself and a reputation in the NCAA tournament.
Well, one, thanks for having me, and two, we're still a young program, and our goal has been to try to build this program and build it quickly and do it the right way with quality kids who are good students and good players, and I think we've exceeded expectation so far, you know, second year in a row in the NCAA tournament, and we're enjoying every minute of it, and we're very appreciative of this opportunity.
Coach, you talked about program growth. It's hard not to notice. If you look at that graph, this has been a steady curve upward. You know, just 4 years ago, your program was 5-23. Now you're 23-9, back-to-back NCAA bids. As you said, maybe a little bit above expectation. What have been the biggest keys in this dramatic growth of Albany basketball?
Well, I think we had to educate people nationwide about our university and about our basketball program. When I first got the job, anytime I said University at Albany, everybody thought Albany State in Georgia. And so, again, it was an education process. Two, you had to get some kids to believe that they could have a tremendous opportunity in front of them. And the one luxury that I had is when I started to recruit kids, I was able to tell them, hey, you're going to have an opportunity to play right away. Some of them were going to have an opportunity to play by default. You know, so we had moved so quickly from Division III to Division II to Division I. Then there were four coaches in a six-year period. So it's been a process here, but the biggest key was getting Jamar Wilson to sign with us. And, you know, he's a program changer, a program builder. And I think, you know, the biggest thing was Jamar going into his sophomore year. He had torn his patella tendon and had to redshirt. So I think as quickly as we felt we were growing, losing the face of our program and our best player and who we felt going into his sophomore year really could compete for the player of the year in our league, having him sit out that full year, I think set us back a little bit. But in a short period, we've come a long way.
Coach, while we're on the subject of Jamar, let's stay right there and talk about his talents and his skill set. I've never seen him in person, but just looking at that resume, he's an America East Rookie of the Year and two-time Player of the Year. What has distinguished this player so much over that 4 to 5 year period?
Well, he's fearless. Also, he's one of those individuals that he's a shot maker. He has the tremendous ability to make something out of nothing. Just when you think you have him stopped, he'll jump in the air, you'll put your hands up, he'll stick his hand under your armpit and flip a shot in the basket. You know, he's always in attack mode, and he's very difficult to guard. He gets the defense back on their heels, and, you know, he's a gamer. The bigger the stage, the better the team, the better he plays. And it's going to be fun to watch him and Singletary go at it, because Singletary's, in my mind, an NBA player, and I think Jamar's got an outside shot at getting himself to the NBA level, so it should be fun.
Yeah, should be a stirring point guard matchup on Friday. The Albany Great Danes, the champions of the America East Conference, coached by Will Brown in year number six, with us on the Best Seat in the House on News Radio 1070 WINA. Coach, this year, how much have you leaned on the experience of your basketball team? They made the NCAAs last year. So many critical pieces to the puzzle are back from that team, and so if they had early losses or things didn't necessarily go perfectly in conference play, could you lean on their veteran savvy to get through tough times?
I think you have to. I'd be foolish if I didn't lean on our veterans. We were a little leery going into this year because we lost three very good players off last year's team. We lost a 7-foot center, Kirsten Zollner, who was third team all conference, and two other 1,000-point scorers. And everybody picked us to win the league this year, and I think they did that because of Jamar Wilson's talents. But we do have a nice nucleus returning from last year's team, and we had to really rely on those veterans, especially in the early part of the season. And down the stretch, having to go to a place like Burlington, Vermont, to win our conference tournament championship, if you don't have tough kids, experienced kids, and talented kids, you're not going to win in those situations. We really felt last year that we can beat UConn, and I think our kids really feel this year that we have a great opportunity against Virginia.
We're going to talk about that Connecticut game from last year in just a minute and what it did for your Albany program. But you look at the travel schedule, the road games this year. Coaches, you know better than me, to compete and win in the NCAA tournament, you have to be fearless going into different settings and circumstances. You went to UConn this year. You went to Boise State. You went to Utah. As you mentioned, you won on Vermont's home floor to take the America East Championship. What do those experiences do for your team moving into NCAA competition?
Well, I think if you can focus in those different types of environments, you know, quite often when you go to those places, not only are you competing against your opponent, but, you know, several thousand crazy fans as well. We've played in some hostile environments, and our guys have always believed. They've always stuck together. They do a great job communicating with each other, especially on the road. So, you know, I always tell them, there's no better feeling than going into somebody else's building and winning, especially in front of several thousand fans, because all of a sudden that rowdy, electric crowd is dead silent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you can get labeled a tough, tough team. When you go and win on the road, you're a tough team. You have that tough mindset. You maintain your focus. You know, and we tried to put ourselves in a position where we had to play in some tough places this year. Win, lose, or draw, you know, we wanted to put ourselves in a position come the end of the year that we were ready for the postseason.
No challenge was tougher than going to Vermont to win the America East Championship 60-59, and that seemed like a wild finish. For those of us that didn't see it or weren't there in person, what were the last few seconds like in Burlington as you guys captured the crown?
Well, you had two good teams down the stretch just making plays. A lot of big shots were made. You know, down the stretch, you know, they had the ball with about 32 seconds to go. They decided to stay at half court and hold for the last shot down one. You know, my biggest concern is we had done a great job defensively on their best perimeter player, Mike Trimboli. And my biggest thing was that when they did attempt the shot, we had to block out. We could not turn and watch the shot because Vermont is the number one rebounding team in the country. And, you know, they're 6'11", 280 at center, 6'8", 245 at the power forward. And those two big men pound the glass hard. So we wanted to make them take a tough shot and then secure that rebound. We were fortunate, though, in the last 5 or 6 seconds, our defensive player of the year in the league, Brian Willis, snuck his hand in there and knocked the ball loose from their guard, Mike Trimboli. Brent Wilson picked it up, saw 2 seconds on the clock, and before they could foul him, he just threw the ball to the other end of the floor, and the clock ran out. So, you know, we just made a big defensive stand down the stretch.
And the Great Danes were dancing at that point. Their head coach is Will Brown. Back-to-back NCAA bids, Coach, as you and I talked about. Let's go back to last year. This year, you're a 13 seed. Last year, you couldn't be so choosy. You were a number 16. You played UConn. And let me tell you where I was. I get in the car. It's, I don't know, 7 or 8 o'clock at night. I flick on the radio and I hear 10 minutes left in the game and Albany is beating top seed in the entire tournament, Rudy Gay, Jim Calhoun, all those guys. Albany is beating Connecticut. Even though you couldn't hang on and win that game, what did that experience do for your players? And perhaps more importantly, what did it do for the exposure for Albany basketball as a program?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, we felt going into that game that UConn was the most talented team in the country. The next most talented team was probably a distant second as far as individual talent. We felt that they probably wouldn't respect us too much. We felt maybe we can catch them sleeping. The biggest thing is we had to get these kids to believe that we can win that game, and we did. We had a veteran group and a talented group, but what it did for us is it was originally scheduled to be the regional game on CBS, and you know how they go back and forth. I don't think they expected this to be much of a game. Then all of a sudden, halfway through the first half, it became the national game, and then with 11 and a half minutes to go, we're up 12, and then with 6 minutes to go, we're tied, and then, you know, the rest is history. With about 6.5 minutes to go, I was hoping for a power outage, and, you know, I thought we'd be in good shape, but what they just wore us down the last 7 or 8 minutes of the game, and they were obviously the better team, the more talented team, but we were fearless that day, and we really put a scare in them.
Will Brown joins us on the best seat in the house on News Radio 1070 WINA. Coach, let's talk talk about the approach 12 months later. Virginia's a talented team, but it's not UConn. It's not a number one seed. Can you play the lack of respect card this year like you did last year, or is there a different approach for your team?
Well, no, we're not. We're not going in with a lack of respect. We know we're the underdog in this game. I mean, we're talking about a Virginia team that was co-champions at a regular season in the ACC. I mean, we're talking about the Atlantic Coast Conference here. Very talented basketball team. Rob Lanier is a former coach at Siena, and Steve Seymour is one of his, assistants, both on the staff at Virginia. Rob and Steve know who Jamar Wilson is. They know him very well, and I'm sure they can fill you in a little bit about Jamar. So I think Virginia will respect us. I'm sure they know that we challenged UConn last year. I'm sure the Virginia kids are anxious to get back on the court and compete. I know they lost their last two games. But we've done some research. I know they're 16-1 at home, 4-9 on the road or on neutral courts, and they average about 18 to 20 points more in their own building than they do on the road. So our goal, we finished the season with a lot of momentum. We want that to carry over. The biggest thing is we've got to find a way to stop Singletary and Reynolds. Those guys are terrific players, great 1-2 punch. And we know when they take a shot that the rest of the Virginia players are going to pound the offensive glass hard. So we don't want to play this game in the high 80s or 90s. We want to play half-court basketball, force them to defend for long periods of time, and really do a good have a good team effort defensively.
Coach, in the final minute, March Madness is a culture. The travel, the press conferences, the constant media craze, all the fans on the road. It's a different dynamic than what you deal with during the year. The fact that so many of your veteran players dealt with that craze 1 year ago, does that help them a little bit in understanding and embracing and not allowing the culture of NCAA basketball to become a distraction?
Well, I think every young kid growing up wants to be a part of March Madness. I think it's the biggest single sporting event in the country, amateur sports, pro sports. It's unbelievable. Everybody knows about March Madness, and I think it's a dream come true for a lot of kids to get to this point. So, I hope all of our kids really absorb it all, relish this opportunity, treasure this experience, and I really want them to enjoy it, but I also want them to understand the great opportunity that we have. Sometimes I think it can be a distraction, and I think it's our job as coaches to keep these young men focused, but yet let them enjoy the experience as well, because if you get there once, you never know if you're going to have another opportunity, so I think you really do need to enjoy it. Plus, basketball's a game. Games are supposed to be fun, so we're going to have some fun. The one thing I can tell you about this team, come Friday at noon, we will be a very, very loose group.
Exciting times ahead for the Virginia Cavaliers and the Albany Great Danes. Should be a great game, the 4-13 matchup Friday afternoon in Columbus. The head coach at Albany in his sixth year is Will Brown, with us on the Best Seat in the House. Coach, congratulations on another great year. We're looking forward to a great game Friday. All the best to your basketball team.
Thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it. And Virginia, like I said, they've had a great year. Congratulations.